Hello, and welcome to One World Pod, brought to you by the group One World Many Paths, and broadcast from the virtual world of Second Life.
Time for the meditation. Thank you very much for coming. And it will probably be very similar to most of our meditations. I don't feel anything particularly new coming on today, but I guess I could be wrong. However, please get yourself into a relaxed position, and if something profound does happen, make a note of it and we'll discuss it later. And we'll do a discussion about it instead of recording it. If anything profound comes up, please let me know. Okay. You know what? I think I will start by saying, everybody just think of one thing. Anything. That will make you laugh. That you can laugh about. Honestly, just, aha! Really, really laugh out loud. Really, LOL. Just for a moment or two. Anything. Before we start. And once you've had your little laugh, please respond and then we'll go from there. Yes, I'm going to incorporate laughter therapy. Okay, already I've changed it. You know, I was saying, okay, I guess we're not going to do anything new tonight. Well, let's start with laughter, shall we? Completely. I just can't ever get by with it. Aha, see? I'm very tricky, aren't I?
You can say,
I am one tricky little bitch,
that again,
sometimes,
sis.
I'll tell you. Anyway, there's a difference between irony and, how would I say it, sarcasm. Some people confuse sarcasm and irony, but actually irony is the contradiction. That's called irony, kind of, isn't it? Oh, well, sure, sarcasm is funny. I use it all the time. Are you kidding me? I use it all the time. But, I'm just saying irony is different. It's not quite the same. Irony is more a juxtaposition of things that just don't fit. That's the funny part, the contradiction. Whereas sarcasm is more of a derisive sort of thing. Irony is just more of a, is anybody here but me finding this ridiculous type of a feeling? Yes, paradoxical. Yes. Yes, good point, Seth. It's more paradoxical than conflicted. Yeah. Yeah, good way of putting it, yes. Little different mask. People don't realize it. People only see the two Greek masks. There were originally three. Irony was the third. It was just a straight line. It, you know how the laughter face turns up as a smiley face, and the tragedy is a frowny face, but irony is just a straight face. Because irony is delivered straight-faced, usually. It's not irony unless it is, usually. You know, it's not as ironic if you are showing a lot of emotion about it. And something reminds me of it was one of the Monty Python movies where it wasn't a Monty Python movie, it was European Vacation, where they run into they run into the English guy, and he's spurting blood everywhere. No problem, no, really, it's not a big deal. Now, what did you want to know? Directions? Oh, yes, off that way. And he's obviously bleeding out, but, you know, it's just that, and it's just very straight face, very straight face. So find something that really makes you laugh out loud and do that for a few minutes, and then when you're done, we shall start. And all right. The Black Knight scene, yeah, that thing. That was irony. It was like, come back here, El. Oh, it's only a flesh wound. Yeah, that's a good one. It's only a flesh wound. Yeah, Brits are real good at irony, really. Somehow. They really have irony down. Better than, I think, most American people. Most American people aren't quite as good at irony, somehow. But we do laugh at it. We find it funny, but we're not good at it. Generally. So, okay. Getting rid of some IMs, getting rid of some announcements. Okay. Please sit with your spine as straight as you can, but yet comfortable and relaxed. We do not want you in a stiff position. And please uncross your limbs. And this is to allow for good circulation. Unless, of course, you're in a lotus position or something. And, let's start by taking a few deep breaths to clear our lungs and oxygenate our bodies. Breathe in, hold it just a second, and sigh. Breathe in again. Consciously breathing and letting out anything you don't need. Taking in what you do need. Letting out what you don't need. Very consciously. And then, now that you've got your lungs working properly, and you have some air in your, oxygen in your system, that will help tremendously. Prana, isn't that called prana? The breathing. There are some meditations that are just strictly about breathing. There's a really good reason for that. Your breath is a very major part of your total health system. Yeah, prana. It can make a huge difference, and you find out just how much of a huge difference it can make if you ever get something like pneumonia or asthma or, yes, and get restricted breathing for some reason, and you realize, whoa, breathing, wow, that's pretty powerful. It's a powerful thing. So I'm going to charge you up first a little bit by letting it breathe. Let's get with the breathing. Okay. And then, We start imagining ourselves spreading out, spreading our roots down into the earth like a tree, spreading our branches up into the sky. Reaching our little energy tendrils up and down, just like a tree, because that is kind of what our energy looks like, and kind of what it works like, too. So, and feeling that feeling. If you feel a need to yawn, or if you feel a need to rearrange just a little bit to get more comfortable at any time, please do so. It will not harm the experience. Since what we are trying to do is relax enough to let the energy flow properly, it's actually going to do you good. So, let's feel the warmth. Ah! Alright. It's gonna be different this time. As you relax and stretch yourself out like that, but what I want you to see this time, at this time, you have been here before, so you know. You can feel the relaxation as you breathe. But now what I want you to see is between your eyebrows, a little point of light, like a firefly, but blue-white. And let it grow and expand. We're about to receive a gift through our third eye. And I'm seeing the person in front of me that I'm seeing who's giving us this gift says, bring your hands up from your lap, open the fingers slightly, put them together so that the fingertips are touching, not exactly in a praying, but with the fingers spread a little bit, but all of the fingers and the thumbs touching. And leave a gap in there between your two hands, but with just the fingers touching. Not the palms touch. Something is going to get generated between the palms as we do this. Okay. There's going to be some sort of generated energy there. Okay. The next thing I see is bring the thumb about level with your heart and leave it about right there while we do this. Okay. Now see this light in your forehead area. See it expand. See it expand through, down through your head, into your neck, down through your chest, your abdomen, down all the way down throughout your whole body. See yourself being filled with this blue-white light. And if you hear the sound, the tone, as I am right now. Allow that tone to come in and do what it needs to do. We are being gifted right now with something new. A new energy. Something different than we've had before. And as this fills your body, imagine the space between your hands, between your palms, filling up an orb forming there of energy. Going through your arms, out through your palms, forming this ball between your palms. Raise the ball up about the throat level. Let it grow in power. I feel it kind of amping up now. Okay. When I hear the energy signature change, then we will bring this ball inside of us. All right. It just changed. Okay, bring it gently in towards your heart area, and just as you bring it in towards your body, open your fingers up and just kind of push it into your heart area. This is to help clear and heal the heart area, because many of us have suffered and we are using this to help cleanse and heal the energy in that area. Then put your palms over roughly your heart area. You can put left over right or right over left, it doesn't matter, but leave them there. If you see, well, as long as they tell me to. And the person I'm seeing is a lady all in blue-white. That's her color. And she actually looks, you know, she looks a bit like pictures of Mary, like Virgin Mary, like Mother Mary, like, you know. And she says, this is to heal your heart. This is to take some of the sadness away. This is to clear and heal. She says, do this exercise once a day. To clear your heart. With a clear heart, you will be able to accomplish many more things. With a clear and healed heart, you will be able to create with the heart. And when you create with the heart, your creations will be more balanced, more powerful. Now she's saying something about things created in love, things created with the heart will have more strength, will have more power, will be able to have more influence. Words spoken with the heart will have more power and more influence. So now we bring the energy up to our throat. Put both of your hands, your palms over your throat area. As best you can do this. This is actually one of the Reiki positions if you are conversant with that. And allow your two palms, the energy to go into your throat between your two palms. And fill up your throat area with this blue-white light. Let it grow brighter and brighter, and now connect the energy in your heart with the energy in your throat. Let them grow together. The two orbs of light grow together and get very, very, very bright. Imagine them getting very, very, very bright, ever brighter. And then allow that extremely bright light to just go through the trunk of your entire body like a pillar. And you can now release your hands, release your throat. Allow that to go all the way up, all the way down. Now expand it outward so that you're standing in a pillar of it, so that it covers your whole body. Your whole body is standing in it. Or sitting in it, as the case may be. And allow this to wash over you and come through you and circulate and it is both cleansing and healing. Don't forget to breathe regularly. Your breath is going to help this. So breathe. Now holding that picture of you being inside this pillar of light, a blue-white light, seeing you yourself totally immersed in this. Allow this to stay with you a while. Eventually it'll be absorbed and it will start to appear to dissipate, but what you're actually doing is absorbing it, and it will just naturally eventually dissipate. However, you're to do this once a day if you want to clear your heart. That is, we all, if we wish to do this. Right? Thank you. And then she brings her hands out from her heart as if she's offering something. It's a gesture. And it means, in love I give this to you. I am always with you. I will be with you through your learning. Thank you. Am I right about who you are? She's the mother entity. She is one of the versions of the mother entity that some of us would know as Mary. Yes. She is. It doesn't matter what you call me. It matters more that you can feel when it is me. That you can recognize who I am. Recognize it with your heart. I feel a very pure love coming from this being. I hope you do too. She is a very loving being. I feel she honestly wants to see us all do well. She does feel like a mother who wants her children to succeed. Beautiful. Thank you very much. All right. Allow this energy to circulate through you. Bring your awareness back into normal space-time. But let the energy continue to radiate through you. This is a special gift we've been given because last week I requested some special healings. And this came as an answer to that this week. So, we were heard, basically. And this being, I'm going to call her because, you know, she said it doesn't matter so much what you call her, just to know her energy. I'm going to call her the Blue Mother entity. Because you could call her Mary, or you could call her Isis, or you could call her by a lot of names, but her energy is this beautiful blue-white healing, cleansing. It feels like a cleansing. It's, you know, that's why we've been having to do the breathing thing and the laughing thing. It has to do with oxygen. Somehow. And she thinks this is really funny. I see some humor on her face. She is nodding. The actual color of oxygen when it's a liquid is kind of a blue color, isn't it? It has something to do with oxygen. and the cleansing power of oxygen. Oxygen, it does cleanse your body tissues, doesn't it? That's amazing! I never made that... Amazing! Thank you! I never had quite the insight that way. So you would be giving us an air gift, a gift of, like, oxygen. That is so amazing! I love it! Okay, thank you. We got something new today. We got some new insight today. Thank you very much. And you know what? Please gently return, come back in, and when you're back here and you are ready to type something, you know, please respond that you're back and you're ready to discuss, and I want to know if you felt anything, saw anything, or heard anything during that time. I never thought of that. Oxygen. It's a gift. It's the gift of life. It is very cleansing. It is very reviving. It is exactly what oxygen does. Amazing.
Thanks for listening. I hope to see you in world and enjoy our website at dragonintuitive.com.